just going to pray for a few people. I haven't asked their permission, so I apologise if I pick on you. Lots of worrying people in the room. I thought it'd be really good if we just pray for the crops team who make this happen. So Jen can stay where she is. Matt can stay where he is. Who else we got? Well, Matt can stay where he is. That's good. Where's Andrew? Andrew can stay where he is. And Emily can stay where she is. Jay, you'll need to move a little bit because you're hitting yourself right in the corner. So Jay will come out into the room. But if you can gather around one of these people, if they stand, please don't knock them over. I'm sure they don't mind if you lay hands on them. They might smell because they've been very busy. Stand around them and pray for them. Just start praying for them. Don't wait for one person. Stand right around in a circle. Stand in front of them as well. Don't just have to stand behind them. And start praying for them. Just under your breath, just pray that God blesses them. Thank God for them. Thank God for bringing them. Don't wait to pray one at a time. Don't wait for me to stop talking. But just start praying for them now. Praying that God will continue to guide them, continue to fill them, continue to do all that he does through crops. Not just here at Letton, but through the schools ministry, through all the other things that they do. Let's just pray together for a few moments. God, we thank you for these people. God, they are your servants. Lord, they have said that they are willing to follow your call in their lives. God, thank you that they represent so many more that do that. But God, we pray, Lord, for Matt, for Andrew, for Jay, for Jen, for Emily. We pray for Matt. God, we pray that as they go, that Lord, you'd give them rest. God, I pray that you would restore them. God, I pray that you would fill them with your spirit. And Lord, the things that they're dreaming, the things that they are planning, the things that they are thinking about what you might be calling for them to be doing in the Peterborough area for you. God, I pray that you'll bring them powerfully to fruition. God, I pray you'll put people across their path that make things happen, that your kingdom will come more powerfully. God, I pray that they would be your mouthpiece. God, we thank you for them. Amen. Please grab a seat. Don't stop praying for them just because I'm not telling you to pray for them. But keep praying for them. Pray for all that they do. Look out for information. Get your churches to pray for them. Get your churches to get involved with what's going on in crops. Good. What next? Well, after I finish talking, there'll be some lunch. And then after that, you've got lots of lovely clearing up to do, which you will join in with really wonderfully because you want to bring shalom to the leaders and you want to be helpful and bring kingdom of God. So that will be fine. But after that, you will get on a bus and you will head back to your homes. And for some of you, you will sleep. And some of you will wake up tomorrow wearing your T-shirt that says, I should be asleep. So go back to sleep, perhaps, if you're allowed, that is, obviously. When my children come home from these sort of things, I tell them I don't want to see them for 24 hours. That's the rule. The only reason they're allowed out of their bedroom is for food or to go to the toilet. Otherwise, just keep out of my hair because they're grumpy. Your parents might not say that to you, but that's what I say to my children. So that's what happened. But what makes, you know, what's going to change? So what with all the stuff that we've been talking about? You got some notes written down. Some of you may be really good. You may go back and reread your notes. Some of you are probably not writing down anything I'm talking about. You're writing about something completely different, but you think it looks good because, you know, oh, look, they're writing notes. But actually, you're just writing something like, I'm pretending to write notes so that Daniel thinks I'm listening to him when actually I'm not. And, you know, them notes aren't going to be very useful. But some of you may have notes which are useful. Some of you may have notes which you'll go back and you may reread. Many people won't reread their notes. But what difference does it make? So what? What next? What changes? Is there anything that changes? And perhaps it doesn't matter if nothing changes at all. I have, for those of you who don't like the blobs, I need you to know that I have restrained myself. I have 58 different blob diagrams. And then I also have an extra 62 Bible ones as well, which tell the Christian story of the Bible. So I have restrained myself, but you may think, but those of you who like them, maybe as you think about how you felt when you arrived at Letton and how you're feeling now you're leaving, which door best represents how you're feeling. Sometimes it's good when we look at these diagrams, not just to think about which blob represents how the situation we're in. This next one's probably better for that, sorry. But also, it's good to think about which blob do you want to be. I was praying with someone last night, and I think the conversation actually we were having together was, that person talked about the fact that they felt like they were in the middle of this bridge. But actually what they were trying to do is work out where they want to be. And maybe for you, trying to work out where it is you want to be. And you may feel that you can't do it. You may feel it's too difficult. You may feel that it's impossible even to actually get to where you want to be. I'm going to think a little bit about that. How does that work? What does it look like? We've thought about the fact that God's on mission. He's on mission. He's been on mission since Adam, Eve ate the apple fruit, all went wrong, horrible. And there was just like, he was like, right, we've got to get this back. We've got to bring perfection back. We've got to bring shalom back. And God's just on mission. He's doing stuff. Did anyone see it on the creation walk? If you looked carefully, over and over again, you would have seen seeds. It's natural to us. It makes sense to us. A tree grows, has some fruit on it. That falls to the ground. It could grow again, make the same tree again. God is continually, as it was, in creation of the world. He put things in place that means it just keeps going. It's there all the time. The seasons. Lots of people talk about how wonderful it is autumn, all the colours and all the how wonderful it is. The reason the leaves fall off the ground, the tree, isn't because it's autumn. They haven't got a built-in clock. They don't go, oh, it's autumn, I need to fall off. The tree loses its leaves because it will die if it keeps its leaves over winter because the leaves have all the moisture in and the moisture would freeze and the trees would die. So the tree goes, ah, winter's coming, we'll get rid of the leaves. It's just trying to keep alive. It's all it's doing, okay? God put these things in place, okay? The tree isn't actually alive, for those of you who are literalists or strange or tired. And I'm also not 85, for those of you at my table who thought I was. But actually, the tree does that. God's put it there. God's put it in place. God knows what he's doing. And God knows what he's doing in your life. Before you came to Letton, he knew what I was going to talk about. God knew you'd be here. God knew how you'd hear it. God knew what you needed to hear and where you'd end up afterwards. So God's on mission. And then he says to us that we can join in. At breakfast, I had a lovely breakfast with my table. Thank you for inviting me to sit on your table. Someone suggested on my table that actually killing me would bring shalom to the world. Not so nice. But it was a suggestion at breakfast, okay? Quite a horrible suggestion. So, you know, we don't go around killing people to bring more shalom to the world. That isn't what God says when he says join in with the mission and get involved, okay? But God says we can join in with mission. We can be there as part of what's going on. He says, come and bring my kingdom. Let my kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He wants us to be part of that. He wants us to join in. And then we try to work out what does that look like. With my friends, if I go home and I start talking about God, am I just going to be talking Russian? Am I just going to be talking a language they don't understand? Am I just going to be making no sense at all? Perhaps you'll be making nonsense. Perhaps you'll just be saying stuff. Maybe for some of you, you've been coming to these things for a long while. Maybe you've tried it all before. You've heard 100 talks about it. You know church. You know it doesn't work. Maybe it does work, but maybe the way you're doing it is so alien to culture around you, it just makes no sense. It is just nonsense. Maybe buildings like this in our communities are nonsense. What does that building mean to most of your friends? What does a building that looks like that mean to most of society? Most of society values a building like that for one reason. It's historic. It was built a long time ago and we need to preserve it. We need to keep it. Most people won't even use a building like that anymore for the three most important things in their life. Something around baptism, following God, marriage, and then death. More and more and more and more people won't even go to a religious place for weddings. Lots of people talk about the fact there's really long waiting lists. You have to plan 2 years before you want to get married. Not in most churches you don't. You do if you want to get married in somewhere a little bit more exotic or you want a really, really fancy reception. But churches are there. Churches are available for weddings. Lots of people don't want to go anywhere near a church when it comes to death. Maybe church is nonsense in our society. That's if we think about church as a building. Some of you who understand Greek will know that church, as we look in the New Testament, had very little to do with a building, had much to do with a gathering of people. For the last 4 days, we have been church. when you meet together at school with other Christians, Christian Union or prayer triplets or in other ways, you are church together. When you meet as a small group, you are church. The point is church. When you meet on a Sunday morning with a group of people in a building, that is church. It's a completely different way of thinking about it. For those of you who are very clever, if you want to, you might all get this. It took me a long while to get this when I read this. The word church needs to change from being a noun and needs to become a verb. Anyone clever enough to explain that? Churching. So instead of I go to church, I am church, or I am churching. We are churching. I have churched. We don't go there. It's not a place. It's not a noun. It's not a description of a building, of a thing. It's something that we do. We church together. At church, we do worship. That's right. Yes. But the idea of changing that word. Now, we're not going to be able to do that because there's so much of society that understands church in a different way that, you know, when I started this crusade about 7 years ago, I didn't get very far. Okay. So it's just for us. Okay. But for you in your mind to start thinking about it differently. The reason I want you to do that is because then when you think about my friends, I've got a friend, God's laid me on their heart, I've written their name on the cross, I'm going to pray for them. I am going to pray this person becomes a Christian. Actually, some, they're not my friends, they're a group of people who I don't like very much, but I'm going to pray that they become Christians. And I'm going to start living a Christian life in their world so they see the kingdom of God. The mission of God will come to their world because of how I live. And now what we need to do is they're starting to get interested. I've talked to them about how Christoph from Frozen is Jesus. No, but I've done that because that worked for this group of skaters who watch Frozen all the time. And don't try it. It wouldn't work if you didn't know. And now I need them to get together with other Christians. I know I'll take them at 10:30 on a Sunday morning to a building and we'll sit in rows and we'll follow a set of instructions that come from the front. That's probably a very alien experience to most of those people. It makes no sense.